It's your host, Real Anissa, here at Good Vibes Only Podcast Radio. And I am here to again promote yet another 7 inspirational quotes for the week to keep you inspired, help motivate you. Hopefully it touches your heart, and if not yours, someone else's. I get these quotes weekly from the president of my company. She sends it every Sunday, no matter what, and I love that. I get to share it with you guys. So here are the quotes. The first one is, the invention of basketball was not an accident. It was developed to meet a need. Those boys simply would not play. Drop the handkerchief. James Naismith. Ask now what your teammate can do for you. Ask what you can do for your teammates. Magic Johnson. There is no such thing as a perfect basketball player. And I don't believe there's only one greatest player either. Michael Jordan. Everything negative, pressure, challenges are all an opportunity for me to rise. The late Kobe Bryant. Number 5. A girl's first true love is her father. Marisol Santiago. A father doesn't have to tell you he loves you. He shows you. Dimitri the Stoneheart. Behind every great daughter is a truly amazing father, unknown. And last but not least, fathers, be good to your daughters. You are the God and the weight of her world, John Mayer. There you have it. So that is 7 quotes for this week. And I hope that they inspire you somehow. Happy belated Father's Day to all those fathers out there, those who stepped up. Those who are there for their children, those who can't be there for their children because of circumstances, but you still try your best, and those who are yet to be a pop father, but excuse me, their wives or girlfriends are expecting. I thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate the love, I appreciate the support, I appreciate the share. And again, I'd like to tell you that I put every episode on WordPress at goodvibesonlypodcast.com, and you can join me there and you can comment on every episode you like. I love feedback. It's the best way that I can know if I'm doing this right. So I appreciate you for your support on that matter. And please share the link, share with your friends, your family members, because there's something I said today that might be a message for them. So, speaking of messages, today I was speaking to a friend, and he said, you always start projects and never finish them. And I said, when did this happen? I'm normally the type that always, especially when it comes to work, I don't mess around. My boys could tell you that. I take care of whatever needs to be handled, and I don't stop until I do. Sometimes I even leave work late finishing my projects. But I think he meant the ones in life, like going to school, finishing my career, or I can say stuff of that nature. But when it comes to school, sometimes I do give up easy. I ain't gonna lie. It's just, it depends on how I'm feeling. And the pressure of going to school online was a lot for me, so I did stop, but I didn't quit. That's one thing, I'm not a quitter. I stopped because I needed a break for myself. Needless to say, I'll be re-registering in July 12th. And we're going back to school, actually to class, which I love. I don't like online classes, and I don't want to say nothing negative about it, but I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I'm already doing Zoom meetings and emails and doing tasks from home because I'm working remotely. So it kind of like, it was too much for me, you know, plus school, plus work, plus family, plus everything else. You know, it kind of had a toll on me, so that's why I stopped, but I didn't quit. So anyhow, I just wanted to let you know that sometimes you have to give yourself a break. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you eventually complete whatever you started. That being said, peace, love, and happiness. Your host, Fiordalisa.
Thank you.